So we've got a quorum. So, oh, sorry.
You're
Okay, it's
good.
on. So let's begin. We've got a quorum. So this is just an electronic meeting, electronic board meeting at AW at 2:30 is where we are. So let's begin with roll call. Mary Johnston, board.
Art
Neil
Hansen,
Garner,
board.
board. Okay. Speak,
Neil Garner,
Kelly.
board.
Kelly.
Kelly Madro, SAA.
Nathan Steed, SAA.
Heidi, there you go.
Heidi Bowerly, Academic West.
And we have one visitor.
Angie Young, AW.
Yep, and Nate Scow just says he's waiting to join.
He's in. Yeah.
Yeah, I just got in. So,
Okay, say your name for us, Nate.
Nate Scow, board.
Okay,
Okay,
we have a.
and a member of the public.
I'm Joe Dunlop with ESS.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you. All right, have we got any public comments? No? Okay, very good. Okay, our consent item is we have March 26 board meeting minutes and ratify the execution of the contract for ETS. And this was through a RFP. So those are our consent items. What do we need to
I'm happy to
support?
explain more about the RFP. Kelly and I spoke, so if anyone has questions about that, we can. We're just ratifying the contract execution after the committee approved and awarded it to ETS.
And this is a purchase for a server, correct?
This is the E-rate first.
Oh, the E-rate first. You're
Yes.
right. Okay. Everybody
That's
good?
okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
I think we have both of those today, don't we? The E-rate and server stuff, isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah.
cool. Thank you.
Okay. So,
a motion
So
to approve.
Mary,
That's all. Okay.
if there's no further discussions, I'll go ahead and approve the consent items for the board
Okay.
meeting minutes of March 26, 2026, and to ratify the execution of the contract with ETS for the purchase of the items updated in the RFP.
Okay. That we have a motion. Need a second.
Second,
A second with
Art.
Art. Yes, Mary.
Yes, Neil.
Yes, Art.
Yes, Nate.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, our voting item is Kelly is on technology purchase. You want to talk to us about that?
I'd be more than happy to.
Okay, Nate,
Essentially,
look at you step up. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay.
Our Antelope Elementary server and router, outdated, 8 years old. Yeah, they stopped supporting it last year. We need a new one. And as kind of like with the Chromebook discussion devices from last emergency board meeting, they're getting more and more expensive, and the sooner we hop on it, the better.
Okay. Does
Agreed.
anyone have any questions about the bid or the purchase or anything?
No, I do have a little bit of a question there. So I this absolute we got to get it done and do things there. I guess the question I've got is long term. Do we need to look at a different solution than a server at each one of the locations and do something a little bit either hosted or all in one place as we go forward? Is that something we ought to start thinking about now? Because, if we're replacing servers every 8 years, that's a ton of money. And is there a better way to do that? Either some type of consolidation or anything like that. I just wonder if that's something we ought to start getting in our head.
Great
Indeed,
question.
I agree too. And even if we have two servers, so if one goes down, we have a backup. But
Exactly.
I like what Nate said because we've all experienced that where servers have gone down and it can be a showstopper.
I'm not saying that, I want to throw a ton of money. And I just think we need to think that as a big, we're kind of looking at this right now as individual schools, right? And I think we need to take a step back and look at it as, we're in LEA and it's all kind of in one. I don't know if that makes sense. At least it does in my head. And Nate will probably tell me why I'm wrong, but that's where I've been thinking. I think we need to get this one done now, but I think we ought to start in our planning, say, hey, what does this look like over the next several years to, not come into an expense like this all at once? So.
Okay,
Yeah,
Nathan.
wonderful question. So this server hosts most of all of our equipment and systems already. So like this server currently is hosting like our bell server, our announcements, our audio enhancement, our file servers, any our printing systems, everything like that's already being hosted by this. We have daily backups by ETS. They are daily backing up everything. If this server did go down, we have UPSs, we have solutions that make it so we are still up and running even if the server went down.
Good. I like the redundancy. Thank you.
For sure. And
Would
right
you?
now, it's just this one only takes care of one campus. Is that right? And then we have a different one at the other campuses, and it's a different system on each of them, right? Is that correct?
Most of the schools, they have servers on their own campuses, but all of them will be going our file server. Everybody uses the file server at every campus. Our Active Directory server, everybody's going to be using
So
this
it
one.
comes back to one. Okay. All right.
It all
That
comes
makes
back
some
to
sense.
one. And this one mostly is hosting just VMs anyway, virtual machines, which are just servers in the cloud, in the air.
Okay. All right.
Nate,
That's
did you have a comment? No.
No, I just like the redundancy because we do have to have that backup. And I like what Nate said that ETS back, does download everything so we don't lose stuff. But it's just, something quick if we have to switch over. And maybe ETS, he's online with us. Maybe he just explains that too, that, if we're good the way we are.
Good. Well, that's usually part of that RFP with ETS is that they have a plan for us when things go wrong. So that's
For sure.
good. That's good.
All right.
Okay. Well,
Thank
this
you.
comes to us because it's only, it's just $2,000 over what Kelly could normally approve. So it's not really very, really, really expensive for us with this server. So but we do need to approve it as a board. So, okay, any other comments, concerns? Okay, I'm looking for a motion for this.
I motion that we approve the server,
Okay. Would you like
the
to approve
technology purchase.
an up to amount, perhaps? 28.
28,000.
Not to exceed 25,000.
28.
28.
I'm 28,000. Sorry. Yep.
Put your glasses on, Art. You'll see it.
I'm sorry. I see it.
Okay.
27, 8,
Okay.
53, 50.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Okay. A second, please.
I'll second it.
Okay. Nate will second. Okay. All in favor, Mary? Yes.
Neil, yes.
Art, yes.
Nate, yes.
Okay. That's unanimous. Okay. If you'll just look at your bottom, your calendaring. May 7th is our next board meeting. It's going to be our retreat. We're going to move it to 10 o'clock. Will that work for
Okay.
everyone? Okay,
Yeah.
so we really think with what we have on the agenda, it'll be, I'm like going this way. Hi, Crystal. There we go. We'll be from 10 to noon is really all we need. We need about an hour for business, and then we need to upgrade a couple of our visions and five-year plans, that kind of thing. And so probably 2 hours, and then we're going to have lunch brought in for us at noon, and we're done. You eat and run. You eat and
That
go, or
sounds
don't
great.
eat and go, and whatever you want. So, okay. All right. So just make sure you put 10 instead of 9, and then the other things we see, and still Art's the only one going to New Orleans with Kelly. Kelly's going also.
That's awesome.
So good. Okay. I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
Don't move. See ya.
Seconded.
There's your motion and your second. All in favor, Mary?
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
All right. Thanks, everybody. See ya.
Okay. All
Thank you guys.
I guess you can stay here.
right.
Just we're done.